So I think now we're going to move into the public comment section of the meeting. And as all of you know, the procedures of the board allow for a public comments session during every regular board meeting. We've moved this one up in front of the votes because, as I mentioned earlier, some of the speakers wanted to talk specifically about the Institute for Aviation. Before the speakers begin, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what the speakers have to say and ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speakers are happy to avail themselves outside of the board meeting for a question and answer session as appropriate. That is, if they want to stick around, some of the board members want to ask questions. I think they've said individually to me that they would make themselves available. I also am generally available to the speakers if they'd like to pursue additional discussion with the board, and we can do that. I'm going to leave today at 2:30, if it's not past that now, but I haven't looked in a while.
2:12.
20 more minutes.
Okay, so you may not get me today, but Ed McMillan would love to talk to you. I think we're going to ask Ed to step in and take over his chair. We don't get through this in the appointed time, so that'd be great. I think there may have been some adjustment to the sequence of the speakers. I think I have Tom Emanuel first, but there may have been.
I was going to speak first. Okay.
Dana, are you going to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is Dana Dan Messier.
Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity to address the Board of Trustees as you consider the recommendation on my alma mater. My name is Dana Dan Messier, and I am the president of the Institute of Aviation Alumni Board. Before you make your recommendation, I would like you to personally consider three very pivotal questions regarding the Institute of Aviation. Once you consider these three questions, the choice will be clear. You must keep the Institute of Aviation open to continue its legacy of superior aviation education. The first question is, does the Institute of Aviation fit into the mission of the University of Illinois? Absolutely. We provide a multidisciplined approach to aviation education. Our students take classes in aviation psychology, accident investigation and analysis, and crew coordination. Plus, we conduct experiments across different campus units on important topics such as aircraft icing, cockpit displays, air traffic control communication, and fatigue. Each of these issues is on the National Transportation Safety Board's most wanted list. Our fit with the university is that we conduct experiments that are relevant and influential. Our contribution to the mission of the University of Illinois is the pivotal research we have conducted and will conduct that is shaping the technological revolution in my industry. The Chancellor and the Provost claim we do not fit with the university, but I asked them each directly in our public comment. They have never attended a single aviation class, never attended a single aviation training session, and never observed a single aviation experiment. However, they want to convince the campus community that we do not fit. The second question the trustees need to ask is who wants the Institute of Aviation to close? The major pillars of the University of Illinois do not want us to close, and our industry partners need us. The Student Senate passed an overwhelming resolution to keep us open. The Faculty Senate voted strongly against the administration and wants the Institute of Aviation to remain open. Our alumni have shown tremendous support in our letters, calls, and comments. Most importantly, the entire industry, from the FAA to Boeing, and all major airlines talk of an unprecedented pilot shortage in a few years. An Illinois graduate, Arnie Traby, is at the forefront of this shortage as a manager of pilot selection at Delta Airlines. He says that a 15-year corporate study of all Delta pilots shows that collegiate trained aviators have a higher training success rate throughout their career and are more reliable employees overall. My industry needs pilots and places a premium on collegiate trained aviators from schools just like the Institute of Aviation. The major stakeholders of this campus and the airline industry want our program to continue its legacy. So why are we trying to close it down? The third question you must consider is, has the administration engaged in deliberate actions detrimental to the growth and viability of the Institute of Aviation? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. We have not been allowed to replace our director, who left in 2007. and a search was never undertaken. In 2009, we were not allowed to admit transfer students. In 2010, we were forced to cap our enrollment, while other colleges were not. And then the administration has used that as a reason for our closure. But most shockingly, we had our 5 faculty forced to move into other units without their consent. These are just some of the actions taken against the Institute of Aviation in the past 7 years. All these actions have been a severe challenge to the Institute of Aviation and should not have occurred. The 3 questions I pose to you are at the heart of the issue to close the Institute of Aviation. We have a strong fit with the university through our experiments and diverse academic programs. We have the support of the Faculty Senate, all students, and alumni, and an industry facing a shortfall the Institute of Aviation can fulfill for decades to come. Finally, your vote as an independent body governing the University of Illinois will be a repudiation of these actions undertaken by an administration that is out of touch with campus and industry on this issue. I trust that the Board of Trustees will make the correct recommendation and let the Institute of Aviation continue its legacy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Tom Emanuel.
President Hogan, Chairman Kennedy, trustees, my name is Tom Emanuel. I'm the Interim Director of the Institute of Aviation. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you today. I'd like to go back to one question that was posed just before lunch about the declining numbers of applications and enrollments in aviation. And as Captain Dan Messier just mentioned, one of the reasons there's been a cap. Another has been the fact that aviation is a very small industry. And for the last 3 years, it's been well known within the industry that we're under consideration for closure. Therefore, and also when a student, a potential student calls up and says, I'm interested in your program, how many faculty members do you have at the present time? It's a little hard to explain that we have 0 faculty members at this point, because as was mentioned, our 5 faculty members were essentially forced to go elsewhere because they were told before any votes had been taken that the program was closing and they had to move elsewhere. And closing a program without a vote, as you know, is contrary to the university statutes, and I also don't think it's a very ethical way to get rid of a program by simply squeezing it off. Certainly that's been an issue. Another comment that I've heard this morning in individual discussions is, we have until 2013 to work things out. That's not the case if we don't admit students. We're not allowed to admit any students for this coming fall semester in just a few months here. The program of Wither and I will be choked off. So that's been a very significant issue for us. Fortunately, the 5 former faculty members are still at UIUC and been able to use their expertise to continue to teach our advanced students on the area of human factors. That's been very fortunate. In my opinion, the future for aviation education is only going to be expanding, and this would be a great way for the University of Illinois to continue to show leadership in that. The elimination of the Institute of Aviation yields only a very small savings, but would create great damage overall. Even at the present time, with all former faculty members moved to other units on campus, those faculty members bring in over $1 million in research funding annually, often using our Institute of Aviation students, flight simulators, and sometimes aircraft. Plus, over the next 10 to 15 years, the FAA will investigate, and correction, will invest more than $5 billion, B as in billion dollars, for NextGen, the new air traffic control navigation system. Congress has earmarked $5 billion to that effort. And that will require the use of flight students, flight simulators, advanced navigation systems, and so forth, all of which we're well equipped to take on. We also differ over the cost of the program. With our business manager, we've looked at the possibility of adding about $250 per flight student, per flight course. That would bring us within $130,000 of being GRF free. At present, only 2 colleges at UIUC are jet revenue neutral in terms of state funds. That's the College of Business and Applied Health Studies. We'd like to become the 3rd one to do that. We'd be very, very close to that with an approval for a very slight flight fee overall. In addition to that modest amount of $130,000 or less,